Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. I know a lot of us out there struggle with anxiety. And it can be really tough, you know, when you're in it and you're looking for hope, right? Like, how do I actually feel better? So today, we're going to check out some videos by Sean Kasam.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, definitely.
He's the one who's been through anxiety himself and now helps others recover. And I think his approach is really helpful. We've got two of his videos to dive into today.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited.
So one of the things that I found really interesting is how Sean talks about this connection between anxiety and burnout.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. It can feel like you're in this like cycle,
right,
where you're pushing yourself,
mm-hmm.
but then it just leads to more anxiety.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really resonated with me is how he talks about how it can feel like you're constantly pushing yourself,
right,
but it just leads to more anxiety. It's like a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, and burnout is something that I think is often overlooked.
For sure.
Especially when you're already dealing with anxiety.
Right.
So what is burnout exactly?
Well,
and how can we even recognize it in ourselves?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sean describes burnout as this feeling of being totally drained emotionally, physically, and mentally.
Okay.
It's like you've hit a wall
yeah.
and you just can't keep going at the same pace.
Right.
And it's important to note that you don't need an official diagnosis to experience burnout.
That's a good point.
If you're feeling these things, it's real
yeah.
and it matters.
Okay, so if you're feeling like exhausted all the time,
yeah.
having trouble concentrating or just feeling like emotionally numb,
yeah.
those could be signs of burnout.
Exactly. And one of the things that makes it even trickier is that the advice for burnout is often to rest and recharge.
Mm-hmm.
But with anxiety, the advice is often to push through discomfort.
Right.
So it's like,
wait.
Which one is it?
Do I rest
right.
or do I push myself?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a real head scratcher.
That's such a confusing contradiction. It sounds like you could end up feeling stuck.
Yeah.
No matter what you choose.
For sure. And Sean actually talks about this in one of his videos.
Okay.
He shares how he was pushing himself incredibly hard in college to the point where he had his first panic attack.
Wow.
But even after that, he was hesitant to simply rest.
Right.
Because he was worried it would make his anxiety worse.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what did he do? How did he find a way out of that?
Instead of choosing one extreme or the other, Sean focuses on finding balance.
Okay.
He calls it retraining your nervous system.
Okay.
Which sounds complicated.
Yeah.
But it's actually about understanding your limits and learning to listen to your body.
Okay. So can you give us an example of what that might look like in real life?
Sure. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted and you have a choice. Push yourself to go to a social event
okay.
or stay home and rest.
Okay.
Sean suggests asking yourself, what would someone who wasn't dealing with anxiety recovery feel at this time? Mm-hmm. If they'd be totally exhausted and need a break,
yeah.
then it's okay to rest.
Okay.
But if they'd likely have the energy to go out,
yeah.
then it might be anxiety holding you back.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's like a tool to like check in with yourself and see if you're making decisions based on true exhaustion
right.
or anxiety-driven avoidance.
Exactly.
But how do we know how much to push ourselves
right.
without like going overboard?
That's where Sean's three principle comes in.
Okay, the three principle.
He makes sure to do three things every day, something productive, something for himself, and something social.
Okay.
This simple framework helps him maintain balance in his life.
Yeah.
Even when he's dedicating a lot of energy to his work.
Okay.
Which we know can be a major contributor to burnout for a lot of people.
Right, right. Work can be a big one.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that.
It's like a recipe.
Yeah. It's a recipe for well-being.
Totally.
So it's about having these different areas of your life kind
yeah.
of working together and supporting you.
Yeah. It's about creating a sustainable rhythm for your life
right.
that helps you feel good both mentally and physically.
Exactly. It's not about being perfect
no.
or pushing yourself to the limit.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's about creating a rhythm that's sustainable.
Right.
Okay. So we've seen how burnout can be a major obstacle in anxiety recovery.
Mm.
We've learned about Sean's approach to finding balance.
Right.
How does our nervous system fit into all of this?
That's a great question. And it's something Sean dives into in his second video.
Okay.
He explains that our nervous system plays a huge role in how we experience anxiety and burnout.
Okay, so what can you tell us about the nervous system? Like, how does it impact our anxiety?
Think of your nervous system like a car with different gears.
Okay.
You've got your fight or flight gear, which kicks in when you're facing danger.
Okay.
Then you have your rest and digest gear,
Mm-hmm.
which helps you relax and recharge.
Okay, so we've got fight or flight and rest and digest.
Exactly. And then there's a third gear, the dorsal vagal.
Dorsal vagal, what is that?
We can think of it like a brake system that
I
activates when you experience prolonged stress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So is that what happens with burnout? Like our nervous system gets stuck in that brake gear.
Exactly. And it makes sense, right? If you're constantly stressed and pushing yourself, your body is going to try to protect itself by slowing everything down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I never really thought about it like that before.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this connect to anxiety?
Well, when you're anxious, your fight or flight gear is often stuck in the on position.
Oh, okay.
This means you're constantly on edge, even when there's no real danger.
Right.
And if you're also dealing with burnout, your body might be stuck in that brake gear, making it even harder to relax and feel safe.
So it's like these two parts of our nervous system are kind of working against each other,
Exactly.
creating this feeling of being trapped and overwhelmed.
Sean's own experience with burnout is a perfect example of this.
Okay.
He talks about feeling hopeless, detached,
Yeah.
and losing motivation.
Wow, yeah.
Those are all signs of that brake system kicking in.
That's really insightful.
Yeah.
So it sounds like addressing the root cause of anxiety can help us break free from that cycle of burnout
Absolutely.
and find that balance we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And it's not about magically eliminating anxiety or burnout. It's
Right.
about learning to manage them
Yeah.
in a way that allows you to live a full and meaningful life.
That's a really hopeful message.
Yeah.
So we've talked about burnout, the
Yeah.
nervous system, and the importance of balance.
Right.
But how do we actually start to like shift our nervous system
Right.
and move towards recovery? Like, what are some practical steps we can take?
That's where Sean's insights about how we react to anxiety become really important.
Okay.
He identifies five common unhelpful responses: fear, fight, flight, fix, and focus.
Okay, the five
He
F's.
calls them the five F's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even things like trying to fix the problem can actually backfire.
It's not that those things are always bad, but
Okay.
if you're constantly engaging in these five F's,
Right.
it's like you're adding fuel to the anxiety fire.
So what's the alternative?
Right.
How can we respond to anxiety in a way that actually helps?
Learning to let symptoms be there without resistance is key.
Okay, so just let the symptoms be there.
Yeah,
That sounds
it is.
really hard.
It is.
Yeah, that sounds really challenging, actually.
And that's why having support on this journey is so crucial.
Okay.
Sean emphasizes that no amount of coping techniques will be truly effective if you're constantly resisting what's happening in your body.
That's such a powerful point. It's about shifting our mindset
Right.
from fighting to acceptance. But
Exactly.
how do we start doing that?
Well, that's something we'll explore more in part two of this deep dive.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be back in just a bit to continue our deep dive into Sean's wisdom. Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were talking about those five F's that Sean Kasam talks about, like fear, fight, flight, fix, focus,
Right.
and how all those reactions can actually keep us stuck in anxiety. It's
Exactly.
like we're making it worse without realizing it.
Yeah, it's like we're adding fuel to the fire
Yeah.
without even realizing it.
So how do we get out of those patterns? Like, how do we learn to respond to the anxiety differently?
Well, Sean talks about how he used to be all about like pushing through discomfort, blinding it out,
Yeah.
never showing weakness. He thought that was what strength looked like.
Yeah, I think like a lot of us are taught that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like we have to be on all the time.
Totally, yeah. Like we have to be
Push through it.
pushed through it. Yeah.
Like that can be really harmful
It can be so
when
harmful,
you're dealing with anxiety.
especially when you're dealing with anxiety. Yeah.
Sean realized that constantly pushing himself
Yeah.
wasn't actually making him stronger.
Right.
It was making him more vulnerable to anxiety
Totally.
and burnout.
Yeah, it's like running a marathon without ever stopping to rest or refuel,
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Eventually, your body's just gonna give out.
So instead of pushing through, Sean had to like learn to acknowledge his limits and give
Yeah.
himself permission to rest,
Exactly.
which is so hard.
It is so hard.
Like, how do you know when you've reached your limit?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because sometimes I think it can be hard to tell the difference between real exhaustion
For sure.
and just like wanting to avoid something because of anxiety.
Absolutely. It can be so tricky to decipher those signals,
Yeah.
And that's where Sean's question comes in again.
Right, that question of...
Yeah, what would someone who wasn't dealing with anxiety recovery feel at this time?
Like, get some perspective.
Yeah. It helps us to see if we're actually tired.
Yeah.
Or if it's just our anxiety talking.
Because anxiety can make us think we're more tired.
Oh, yeah.
Than we actually are.
It can whisper all sorts of doubts and fears into our ears, you know?
So it's about, like, learning to distinguish between our true needs.
Yes.
And the stories that our anxiety is telling us.
Precisely. And it's about remembering that recovery isn't about becoming immune to tiredness or discomfort.
Uh-huh.
It's about learning to navigate those feelings in a healthy way without uh-huh. letting them control our lives. You know?
So it's not about trying to get rid of anxiety completely.
Not at all.
It's about changing our relationship with it.
Exactly. It's about building resilience, both physically and mentally.
Okay.
So we can handle the ups and downs of life without getting totally derailed.
Okay, that makes sense. But, like, building resilience.
Yeah.
That takes
absolutely
time and effort.
It's a process, yeah. And there will be setbacks along the way.
Definitely.
Sean actually talks about how he had to gradually increase his workload and responsibilities as he recovered.
Yeah.
He didn't just jump back into everything at once.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Because I think we can get caught up in this idea that recovery should be like this quick and easy thing.
Oh, yeah, like a quick fix.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's a journey.
Exactly. It's a journey, and it's important to celebrate those small victories along the way. Every step forward, no matter how small, is worth celebrating.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's okay to ask for help along the way, right?
Absolutely. Having a support system can make all the difference,
mm-hmm.
whether it's friends, mm-hmm. family, a therapist.
Yeah.
Having people who understand what you're going through and can offer encouragement and guidance is so valuable.
So if someone's listening to this right now,
yeah.
and they're feeling lost
yeah.
or alone in their journey,
yeah.
what would you suggest?
The first step is to simply acknowledge that you need help.
Yeah.
There's no shame in asking for support.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness.
Yeah.
And there are so many resources available, whether it's therapy, support groups, or even online communities.
That's great advice because it can be scary.
It can.
To reach out.
Yeah.
But it's often the most important step.
It is.
That we can take.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, listening to Sean's story has really, like, driven home for me that recovery is possible.
Absolutely.
Even when it feels impossible.
It's so inspiring to see how he went from being completely debilitated by anxiety to living a full and meaningful life.
It's a powerful reminder that we all have the capacity to heal
yeah,
and grow lower. No matter what we've been through.
I completely agree.
So as we're, like, wrapping up this part of our deep dive,
yep.
what's, like, one key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that you are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who understand what you're going through, and there is help available.
And it's okay to take things one step at a time.
Yes.
Celebrate the small victories, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
Exactly. And remember that you are stronger than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power within you to overcome this.
That's a beautiful message of hope.
Yeah.
And a great place to pause for now.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a bit to finish up our deep dive with some final thoughts and reflections. And we're back for the last part of our deep dive into Sean Kasam's insights on anxiety recovery. And before the break, we were talking about how important it is to find support
yeah.
and guidance on this journey.
It makes such a huge difference.
Right.
To have someone who really gets what you're going through
yeah.
and can, like, offer encouragement and advice.
It's like having someone who's been there before.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Like, imagine you're climbing a mountain.
Okay.
You want someone with you
yeah.
who knows the terrain, right?
Someone who can guide you. Yeah.
Exactly. They can help you stay on track when it gets tough.
That's a really good analogy because I know there are people listening right now who are probably feeling, like, really discouraged.
Right.
Like, they're never going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to them?
Well, first of all, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's really easy to feel like you're the only one struggling.
Yeah.
But anxiety is super common.
Yeah.
And so many people have been where you are now.
Yeah.
And they've come out stronger on the other side.
Right. It's like you said before, recovery is not a race.
Exactly.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
And there will be ups and downs, twists and turns.
Totally.
But you've got to take it one step at a time.
Right. And celebrate those small wins.
Yeah. And just remember that healing takes time. Right.
Yeah.
It's not like an overnight thing.
No quick fix.
But with patience.
Yeah,
self-compassion
for sure.
and the right support,
mm-hmm.
you can absolutely find your way back to a place of peace.
Absolutely.
And well-being.
And that's where having a guide can be so helpful, right?
Yeah, a guide.
Whether it's a therapist, a counselor, a mentor.
Yeah, even like a supportive friend or family member.
Exactly. Someone who can provide accountability and guidance.
And keep you motivated.
Yeah.
You know, throughout this deep dive, I keep thinking about Sean's emphasis on balance.
Yeah, that's so good.
It's not about getting rid of anxiety completely. Yeah. It's about learning to live a full and meaningful life.
Yeah.
Even with it.
And I think that's something we can all work on, you know?
Yeah.
Whether we're dealing with anxiety or not.
It's about finding that balance between pushing yourself and giving yourself grace.
Because sometimes you need to push.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to rest.
Yeah. And it's like some days you're going to have more energy.
Totally.
Some days you're going to need to just chill.
Right.
So it's about listening to your body.
Yeah.
And honoring where you're at.
I love that. It's about being kind to ourselves and remembering that none of us are perfect.
It's not about being perfect.
It's about progress.
Yeah, progress.
Not perfection.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a sense of, like, hope and possibility.
Me too.
Sean's story really shows the power of resilience.
It does.
And the human spirit, you know.
It's amazing how much we can overcome.
It's a reminder that anxiety doesn't have to define us.
It really doesn't.
We have the power to choose how we respond.
Yeah, we have choices.
And with the right support
and
the right tools,
we can find our way back to a place of peace, of well-being.
So to everyone listening, keep going.
Keep going.
Your healing journey is worth it.
Absolutely.
You are not alone.
You're not alone.
Reach out, find your guide.
Yeah.
And keep taking those steps towards a brighter future.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Well, thanks for joining us today on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.